We will post at our website, democracynow.org, the full video and audio documentary drilling and killing Chevron in Nigeria's oil dictatorship. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. We'll be back in a minute.
And to hear the rest of Democracy Now!, go to www.democracynow.org. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Time now for Concert Billboard.
Hello, this is Jersey Jim with today's edition of the Concert Billboard for October 28th, 2008. We have Pat Hunter performing at Sundance. The Jim Moran Jam is at DJ Ryder's. An open mic with Johnny B is at the Brick House Brewery at 8:30 p.m. The Black Crows with Howlin' Rain is at the Hammerstein Ballroom. The legendary Pink Dots are at the Knitting Factory at 7:30 p.m. And Donnie Goins, Mickey Fax, Sky Zoo, NyQuil, Teray, Shastimuli, Esso, A-Pinks, and DJ Dame Grease are at the Knitting Factory at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, October 29th, we have Anne Berlin and Stray Light Run performing at Webster Hall at 6 p.m. Dave Patrick and the Don Colenza Jam is at Reflections. The Smoke Daddies Jam is at Jesse's Roadhouse. The Sam Taylor Blues Band is at Barbecues. Pam Betty and Jim Moran are at the St. James's Tavern. The Rhythm Kings Open Mic is at Papa Joe's Shrimp and Crab Factory. The Blue Matter Open Jam is at Brightwater's Inn. Tommy Campo is at Flynn's. John Judd and Ralph Santiago Jam is at E.T. Quigg's. An independent and alternative open jam with Chris Cawley is at the Brick House at 8:30 p.m. And Pink is at the Highline Ballroom. And don't forget to check out our website at WUSB.FM for more concert listings. And also, this is a radio song, so don't forget to make your pledges by calling 631-632-WUSB. And keep on listening to WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
And once again, this is radio station WUSB Stony Brook. It's 6:01, time for Off the Wall. And good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening, back after 2 weeks. Yes, we had the Emergency Blues Marathon last Tuesday, which we forgot to announce the week before. So sorry for any panic that might have ensued as a result of our not being around last week. But we're here this week. And we'll be here next week. And the week after that. And we'll be talking about the history that's unfolding right before all of our eyes. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be interesting, and hopefully you'll be a part of it, one way or another. We're going to try and take phone calls, but we also are in the middle of a fundraiser, so we'll be asking for your support to help keep this place alive. And that's important for everybody. So, yeah, we have a lot to discuss. If I can just get through this day, I'm just completely in. You have those days ever when you take gym class in school and you do the calisthenics or some kind of exercise where the next day you're just hurting everywhere. And it's like you do 100 sit-ups or something like that, something crazy like that that they make you do in gym class. The next day, you can barely sit up or stand up or walk around. That's the state I'm in right now. As long as I'm not moving, I'm fine. But as soon as I start walking around, it's really, it's torture. And it's not because I went back to school and took a gym class. No, it's nothing like that. This was manual labor. Manual labor, which I should not have been doing in the first place. I'm a little teed off about that. This is what comes from hiring contractors and expecting them to actually do the job you pay them for. Word of advice, folks, never pay people in advance for anything. I don't care what it is. Just don't do it. I don't trust anybody anymore. Whether it's painting your house and taking 2 months to actually get around to doing the job, or washing all of your storm windows. Oh my God, what a nightmare this has been. I must have 100 different storm windows, all varying shapes and sizes. I paid this guy, this chowderhead, months ago to wash them out and put them back. Well, he took them out, left them all over the yard, but never came back to put them into the actual windows. And the thing is, you know, with winter coming today, it was very, very windy and cold. You got to have storm windows. And no one else wanted to do it, so I had to do it myself, even though I already paid somebody else to do it. And that means going around, picking up every single one of these things, and figuring out which window they belong to. Every window, slightly different size, so it's a whole big mathematical equation that you gotta kind of figure out. So that's just the mere effort of walking around and picking up windows 100 or so times. That's enough. That's enough to put you in total pain for the next few days. It's incredible. I have such respect for people that do this kind of thing every day. People, whether they're picking crops or just doing manual labor of one sort or another. And that's another thing. You know, all these people that tell me, yeah, make sure you hire local people. Make sure you hire Americans. Don't hire those illegal people. You know, I'm never listening to you again, ever. Every time I do this, every time I go with the local contractors, I get burned one way or another. Because they have total control. And you know what? They don't know how to manage their time. They have so many jobs, they wind up spreading it around over the course of years. And they just get around to it when they get around to it. You know? And you talk to your neighbors, you talk to other people, you get recommendations. And it's the funny thing is, these guys were recommended. Imagine what would have happened if I went with somebody that I was just taking a chance on. But when you talk to your neighbors, they have all kinds of advice. Make sure you don't talk about the war, you know? don't mention the war to this guy, because he's like a tinderbox. It's like, okay, I need to know this about a guy that's building a deck, you know? A couple of years ago, looking for a plumber. Yeah, he's a high-maintenance guy. You have to listen to all his problems. I don't want to listen to all his problems. I want my toilet to flush. That's all I care about. So the people who are in this country illegally and stand on the street corners at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to whatever job they're taken to and work all day and get paid a whole lot less, those are the folks I want to give first crack to. And you know what? I want to pay them exactly the same amount, if not more. Because these are folks that actually understand the meaning of working hard and doing what they say they're going to do and showing up. So I'm just fed up hearing about the problem that we have with illegal immigrants. It's not a problem at all. The problem is we don't have enough of them. We don't have enough immigrants, period, that are willing to work hard, that are willing to show us lazy asses here what working is all about, what it means. So yeah, illegal immigrants, that's not something that I think should happen for much longer. I think we should open up these borders, let people come across, help us out, because we need the help. Let's stop labeling them as illegal migrant workers or whatever. More people who come here and help us keep our houses in one piece and our lawns looking nice and various other things. Other higher aspirations, perhaps. The better for all of us. We obviously need help. So, yeah, I'm hurting. I'm in severe pain, but I'll get over it. I know I'm not cut out for this kind of thing myself. Rather just talk about what's going on in the world and what's happening here in this country and all sorts of other things like that. And yeah, we have an historic election coming up in the next week, a week from today, in fact. Wow. Can't believe it's going to finally end. Or maybe it won't. If you're in New York and you want to make sure that you're registered to vote, there's a website you can go to now. In fact, I'm sure there's a website in just about every state. If folks want to email us other states, feel free. otw@2600.com. That's our email address. In New York, though, the address is, you got to type HTTPS because it's secure, :// voterlookup.elections.state.ny.us/votersearch.aspx. You know, is it any wonder why nobody goes there? The name like that. I took the liberty of making a tiny URL, so all you have to do is type tinyurl.com/4xq72u. That's 4xq72u. You go there, and you simply enter your name, which you're supposed to know, your birth date, and your zip code, and I think the county you live in as well. And it'll tell you not only if you're registered, it'll tell you what party you're registered with, it'll tell you where you're supposed to vote, how to get there, things like that. And yes, you can look up other people. We just looked up Hillary Rodham Clinton with information that's available online, everywhere, public information, found out exactly where she lives, what political party she's affiliated with. You might be surprised, if you're stupid, that is, and how she's going to get to her polling place on November 4th. So you can do that with just about anybody if you have that information. But most importantly, do it to yourself. Make sure that you're registered to vote in the place you think you're registered to vote. You don't want any surprises. You don't want that. And again, if you know of any other places, any other states that have similar online services, feel free to email us, otw@2600.com. The numbers are, last time we were here was on the 13th. And at the time, Obama had 362 electoral votes. McCain had 166. This is based on a whole series of polls. Now it's 340 to 153. Still a sizable lead. But the polls change day by day. And it looks promising, I have to say. In many ways, I'm very proud of what I'm hearing from various people and even media outlets that seem to actually be covering things in what I think is a mostly fair way, calling it as they see it. When someone says something that's not true or unfair, they basically uncover it eventually. But one thing I'm worried about is that too many people will be overconfident and think that, yeah, things are going to go well. Things won't go well because we believe they will. They'll go well if we work at it. We work hard, maybe put ourselves in pain for a few days after we work hard. But it's worth it. It's most definitely worth it. To make sure people show up, to make sure people know where to go, and to make sure that the facts get out there. That's extremely important. There are so many people. I've had these conversations over the last few months, and I generally hang out with what I'd like to consider to be somewhat intelligent people. You know, not imbeciles. People who basically can read and write and know a thing or two about the world. And yet, I have conversations where people ask me if I'm going to vote for the black guy. You know, that's what he is to them. They can't, I don't know if they can not remember his name or if that's just simply that trumps the name, but he's the black guy. And then I have other conversations with people that are nervous about voting for the black guy. Otherwise intelligent people. People you would never believe would have such primitive feelings about racial relations in this country, but they're still out there. These feelings are still out there. And I heard a report on NPR last week that basically was a bunch of interviews with people, normal people, people you'd pass in the street, people you'd call your neighbors, maybe your family, maybe even yourself, who were afraid of what might happen if Barack Obama was elected, that it might be payback time for the black population to get even with all the white people. Yeah, that's going to be a green light for that kind of thing. People are honestly worried about this. Someone else was worried about what might happen if Barack Obama doesn't win. The cities will be in flames. It's incredible. It's incredible the way people just carry these feelings with them and harbor them in silence. So there are a number of people who are very nervous one way or another who aren't saying it out loud. And that's what worries me. All these people walking around that you think are somewhat enlightened and intelligent, but actually have these ignorant feelings and will act upon them on election day. It's not going to be reflected in any polls. It's only reflected in personal conversations that you might have with somebody who actually believes that you might agree with them, or at least be sympathetic to what they say. So that's why it's extremely important, particularly in those swing states, that people not be complacent at all. Let's look at some of the swing states, actually. First being the biggest, actually, being Florida. The three biggest states, California, Texas, and New York, only Texas is leaning towards McCain by a 10-point margin. Sure would be nice if people in Texas could just get their act together and change that, but it's probably not going to happen. That's 34 electoral votes right there. But that's such a shame, because there really are a lot of enlightened people out there, and they just buy into this cowboy mentality. Florida is all tied up right now, 47-47, percentage-wise that is. They have 27 electoral votes. So obviously, if you're in Florida, there's a lot of good you can do getting the word out. That's obvious which way I lean, so no point calling me on that. If you feel the other way, though, and you have convictions, then you have to follow your heart. And in Florida, it can actually make a difference. Now, Pennsylvania actually was close. Now it's not so close. According to the polls, it's 50-41 in favor of Barack Obama. But again, you can't really believe the polls, because they can change in a matter of hours. They can be completely inaccurate. I know they say they have a margin of error, but you know what? They don't know what their margin of error is. They could be 100% completely, totally wrong. Ohio, Barack Obama now ahead by 5 points. You know, I'll believe that after Election Day when it's all tallied up. Till then, if you're in Ohio, you really have a lot of work to do. And there's a bunch of other states. There's Georgia. There's Missouri. Even Arizona. That would be something. Wouldn't that be something if Arizona went to Obama? I know it's not very likely, but according to this, he's only behind by 5 points, 5 percentage points. Now, of course, there are some states like Utah where you don't have a prayer. I just wanted to see what the numbers are over there. Fortunately, there's only 5 electoral votes. But yeah, 65% of the people want McCain, 29% want Obama. That's it's a very different place, obviously. And in addition, and this is one of the reasons why it's important to check the those online services. This is a piece that just ran in the AFL-CIO Now blog. Never thought I'd be reading that. Seems like every day we hear about more efforts by Republican operatives to suppress the vote. Kyla Berry, a college senior in Georgia, received a letter 3 weeks ago telling her that she is not a U.S. citizen and is not eligible to vote. That came as a surprise to her. She was born in Boston, has a U.S. passport and birth certificate to prove it. The letter, dated October 2nd, gave her a week from the time it was dated to prove her citizenship. One big problem, the letter was postmarked October 9th. Yes. Berry is one of more than 50,000 registered Georgia voters whose names have come up as a mismatch when checked against state computer records. At least 4,500 of those people are having their citizenship questioned, and the burden is on them to prove they are eligible to vote. An African-American college student, Berry represents the kind of voter Republican operatives often have sought to purge from the rolls before elections. Millions of new voters, many of them from groups that usually vote for Democrats, have registered, making it likely that next week's vote will smash all previous records. Republicans across the country are pulling out all the stops to keep the new voters and Democratic voters at home on Election Day. One of their biggest tools is the computer matching system in which registered voters' names are cross-checked with state and federal databases. The databases are notorious for errors and typos, which means legitimate voters could be flagged and possibly purged from the rolls for no good reason. What would be amazing is if somebody could find in one of these online services a celebrity or a politician or somebody who technically would be mismatched because of some slight difference in their name. Continuing here, a report by the nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law found that states are secretly purging rolls with no supervision or national standards. As a result, efforts to clean up voter rolls are not as precise as they should be, and eligible voters often are wrongly removed. But that didn't stop Colorado Secretary of State Michael Kaufman, a Republican. The voter advocacy group Advancement Project has filed suit against Kaufman, challenging illegal purges and cancellation practices that have removed between 16,000 and 30,000 voters from Colorado's rolls. The suit alleges, among other things, that Kaufman has removed tens of thousands of voters from the official voter rolls after August 4th, 2008, in violation of federal law, which bans systematic removal of voters from the rolls within 90 days of a federal election. Here are some other examples of Republican determination to purge legal voters from the rolls. This is really amazing stuff, but it's all documented. Even after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against them, Ohio Republicans still are trying to use computer mismatches to challenge voter registrations. At the request of House Minority Leader John Boehner, is that really how you're supposed to say his name? That's how it's spelled. The White House, I'll say Boehner to be polite. How's that? Boehner. All right. Only a Republican. The White House asked the Department of Justice to look into whether 200,000 new Ohio voters must reconfirm their registration information before November 4th. Now, currently Barack Obama leads 52-40 in Colorado, nine electoral votes in question. But that could easily be changed by all sorts of shenanigans. In Florida, election officials found that 75% of some 20,000 voter registration applications from a three-week period in September were mismatched due to typographical and administrative errors. Florida's Republican Secretary of State ordered the computer match system implemented in early September. Now, this is amazing. What I'm about to tell you is really incredible. Also in Florida, according to the Oxdown Gazette, some officials are planning to challenge the vote of anyone whose name is on a home foreclosure list, a move that has been successfully challenged in Michigan and Ohio. But can you imagine that? You lose your home because of the antics of the people who have been in power for the last 8 years. You lose your home. You go bankrupt. You're homeless. You have no place to call home. And based on that, based on the fact that you no longer own your home, they tell you you're ineligible to vote because you're not at that address anymore. Incredible. The sheer arrogance. In Wisconsin, Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. I'm sorry, he's not a general. He's the Attorney General. Let me try that again. Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. He might be a general. That would be weird, though. He sued the state's election board after it voted against a proposal to implement a no-match policy. The board conducted an audit of its voter rolls and found a 22% match failure rate, including for four of the six members of the board. Van Hollen's lawsuit was dismissed late last week. And finally, in Montana earlier this month, U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy issued a scathing ruling denouncing the state Republican Party's effort to challenge the registration of 6,000 voters. The timing of the challenges is so transparent, it defies common sense to believe the purpose is anything but political chicanery. The Montana Republican Party and its leaders, he wrote, are abusing the process. Again, this is from the AFL-CIO Now blog, which can be found at blog.aflcio.org. incredible, interesting stuff going on out there. And it's just going to get more and more intense and interesting. Okay, time for some business here. And this is a very important time of year for us here at WUSB. As you know, this is a non-commercial radio station. We don't have commercials. If we did, I wouldn't be allowed to say some of the things I say, and I wouldn't be allowed to read some of the things I read. And I know a lot of people out there, based on your letters, benefit from this. Benefit from hearing the kinds of things we talk about. And often you're able to call in yourself and give your opinions and give information and things like that. It's a real great process, but it's only made possible because this place is here. And it's made so many other programs possible as well over the years, over the decades. And that's why it's vital. It's not just nice, it's vital that you support this place. And in keeping with that spirit, what we do is we donate all kinds of things to the radio station that in turn get passed on to you as a thank you for donating to the radio station. It's a marvelous process of giving. And so in response to popular demand and a few threats that we got after the fundraiser on the other radio station, we're going to be offering, just for the period of this program, the full set. That's right, the full set of The Last Hope Conference, which took place in July of this year at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. We have 100 or so, I think it's over 100 DVDs. Has not yet been made publicly available. I haven't even given that phone number out yet and the phone's ringing. I haven't given the price out yet. Okay, so basically, you get 100 DVDs. Which is incredible. And the more I think about it, the more I wonder how crazy we are for making this donation. But you know what? It's worth it because this place, you got to put your money where your mouth is. This place is vital. It's important. It needs to survive. For a pledge of $250. That's right. Only $250. You will get 100 DVDs. You'll get the entire conference. All three tracks. Every talk. You can't beat that. If you were at the conference, then you know how cool it was. You know how good every talk seemed to be. And if you weren't at the conference, well, you'll feel a lot better about not going, having this. Our phone number is 631-632-WUSB. 631-632-9872. Country code 1. Again, the pledge is $250. You'll get all 100 or so. Might be 102, might be 99, not exactly sure how many. You'll get, I'm just going to say 100 from now on. You'll get all 100 DVDs in a box. And it'll be the most incredible thing. You'll be able to relive the entire conference. And I have to say, when this is offered publicly, it will be going for more than that. So not only are you supporting the radio station, you're getting a good deal on top of everything else. 631-632-9872. Pledge of $250 gets you that. Now, I know a lot of people are very upset that we weren't continuing to offer this past Off the Hook on the other radio station. So now is your chance. We've announced this particular fundraiser to a lot of people. So hopefully you got the message. And hopefully you'll call in the next half hour because after that, it's not available again. Then we'll get more emails and threats and things like that from people that really want this. But, you know, you got to meet us halfway. You got to listen to the show. You got to listen live and call us, or at least call us to make the pledge. 631-632-9872. Now, we also have another pledge level for those of you who may not want the DVDs, although I can't imagine why. Those of you, perhaps, who might be more interested in clothing, a clothing line, perhaps, we have a special deal for you. We have three articles of clothing for a pledge of $75. We have the traditional 2600 hooded sweatshirt. It's a pullover sweatshirt, black in color with the government seal on the back. We have the brand new 2600 telephone security t-shirt, basically showing you all the different ways that a typical telephone call can be intercepted, legally and illegally. And in addition to that, the WUSB hooded sweatshirt. You get two hooded sweatshirts and a t-shirt for a pledge of $75. 631-632-9872. Yeah, I'm sure some people are in shock hearing such amazing deals, and that's why they haven't yet mustered up the energy to dial their telephone. But the fact of the matter is, you'll have to do that in order to take advantage of these deals. You won't find this online. You won't find this during any other show. You'll only find this now. 631-632-9872. I sure hope the stream is up. I sure hope the stream is working. If it's not, I'm sure we'll hear about it. 631-632-9872. We have no calls. No calls on the line. This is incredible because at the other station, people were fighting to get these items. All right, there's a call. I hope people aren't calling just to make the light ring, light flash and me say, hey, there's a call. We have five lines. We have people scattered all throughout the studio waiting to pounce on those lines. Let me tell you, every little bit matters here. A pledge of $250 is sort of not that unusual at the other radio station. Here, it's a big deal. A really big deal. Makes a ton of difference. So if you want to make people really, really happy, call up. We take credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all of that. 631-632-9872. Call and show your support. Get something really cool in exchange. Know that you're supporting one of the most creative radio stations around. None of what we do, none of the other radio shows that have happened over the years that are happening now would have been possible without the encouragement and nurturing of this place. And so much more. So much more has been encouraged by an environment like this where people can be creative and people can reach out to the community and talk to other people throughout the world. And now that we have the internet, we're able to show the magic of this place to people in different countries. And it's just really, really cool to see that happening, to get people thinking and conversing and going back and forth. Makes all the difference in the world. 631-632-9872. Still have just one call on the line. I know there's more than one person listening. I know there are people out there that really want these amazing offers. But you know what? If you're somebody who doesn't want all the Hope DVDs, if you don't want the 2600 clothing line, there are other things. There are all kinds of things that we have here at the radio station for any pledge amount. Far too numerous to go through. I'd be spending hours just listing them all. The people on the other end of the phone have this information at their fingertips, and they can guide you through the process. If you have a pledge level of a certain amount, there's always something to give back in addition to the radio station. To be honest, I think that should be enough right there, the fact that this place exists solely on listener contributions and the funding here at the from the students. We've survived based on that, against all the odds. If you look around the non-commercial band, and you'll see that all the stations there are now very polished professional operations. They get all kinds of matching grants and corporate sponsorship. We're not like that. We're a community station where people come in through the door, are here live, around the clock. Yeah, we make mistakes. Sometimes things sound a little sloppy. But that's what humanity is. That's what it's all about. We don't want to be satellite-fed. We don't want to be run by computers. We want to be run by humans. If you're a human, within the sound of my voice, that should say something to you. You may be listening to one of the last human-run radio stations on the dial. And that might sound ridiculous, but if you look around, you go from station to station, if you actually were able to see their operations, you would soon learn that a lot of it is being programmed straight out of a PC. The simple concept of walking into a radio station and playing a record of your choosing is so alien to almost every other radio station on the dial. And I just wonder how many people actually realize that. That when you come in through the door, you're told exactly what to do, what to play, what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And that kind of control has never existed here at WUSB, and it hopefully never will. Can't imagine that happening. but it's only possible if we're able to stay on the air. And we can only stay on the air if we pay the bills and do various other things. We don't pay people, unless the people are coming to collect for the electric company or something like that. 631-632-9872. 631-632-WUSB, country code 1 if you're outside the country. And again, we have several different pledge levels. We have a whole bunch of different pledge levels, but we have two that we're focusing on right now. For $75, you get three amazing items of clothing, two sweatshirts, one WUSB, one 2600, and you also get a 2600 t-shirt. Pledge of $75, 631-632-9872. And for a pledge of $250, you'll get every single DVD from the last Hope Conference taking place this past July in New York City. 100 DVDs for $250. Even for blank DVDs, that's a good deal, but these are anything but blank. 631-632-9872. It's our phone number. Gotta say, I'm a little disheartened by... I figured we'd have a lot of phone calls coming in. So far, I've only seen one. Might be one of those days where the transmitter is off and the stream is down, but I don't think it is, because I checked. I checked both of them. You can make a difference. And if you don't believe that, try pledging. Hear it in the sound of the voice of the person on the other end. Hear it in the sound of my voice when I realize that people are actually calling, that they actually care. Willing to put their money where their mouths are. 631-632-9872. Yeah, we hate having to beg for money. Everyone hates it. You hate listening to it. But we're trying to make it as pleasant as possible because we're offering all sorts of cool stuff in exchange. That's a process that you got to get through one way or another. Other radio stations don't give you that option. You have to listen to the commercials. And you wind up paying for it because advertising is part of any product that you buy. The advertising budget is a major part. It drives the cost of everything up. So you don't get a choice. Hi, Finn. We have somebody to thank? Have anything to say?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for giving us a call right here at
WUSB. Mike from Chicago.
Mike, all the way from Chicago. And I'm sure if Mike can call from Chicago, we know we're getting out there.
Can you check that thing, make sure the transmitter is on? Because I know there's people... We're a radio station, right?
So I'm told. I'm waiting for more calls here, especially local calls.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of listeners out there.
We spend a lot of time pumping out the signal so that it gets onto people's FM radios. Now, I know FM radios are starting to fall out of fashion, all the satellite radios these days that people are driving around with. But you know what? FM radio and AM radio, too, is the only place you'll hear local broadcasts. For those of you driving
that's
around,
right.
We can tell you that's very windy and rainy today. and somebody on XM or Sirius, whatever it's called today, they can't tell you that because they don't know. They're not in the same place that you are.
That's right.
So we're talking to you. If you're driving on the Long Island Expressway, and yes, we know what that is, then we can tell you that it's probably a real pain in the ass right now. And wouldn't you feel better calling legally, of course? Don't drive illegally, or don't call illegally while you're driving. Pull over or use a headset or whatever. If you call 632-9872. Note that I left off the area code because I know that you don't need the area code, unless, of course, you're using a cell phone, in which case you do, even if you're in the area code.
You may have to dial a 1 first.
On a cell phone?
Sometimes.
You know, I don't have to do that on my cell phone, but some you do. Some you do. Used to be you didn't have to dial the area code on a cell phone.
That's right.
Yeah, but now you do. 631-632-9872. That's our full phone number. Look, we have two phone calls on the line. You're good luck, Finn.
All right, guys. Give us a call.
Don't go anywhere. Don't go. We want to get that third call. All right. Then you can run out when the third call comes in.
Guys, right? Call us up now so I can get out of here.
Michael from Chicago, you started this. Now there's two more people on the line. Now, it's a good deal, right? $250 for 100 DVDs.
I mean, it is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's that plus the sweatshirt deal, which is fantastic, and that's only available while you're listening to this program off the wall.
Only available while you listen to this program live, because you could listen to it later. It doesn't mean it's available.
That's correct. Only
listen to it 10 years from now. Yeah, it's only available between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern time on this day, October 28th, 2008.
Right. And in fact, I know you guys are out there because my show's on right after Manuel's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, the phones are still usually ringing to call into Emmanuel's show. So I know you guys are out there. Give us a call.
because when you call when it's my show, I can't give you this extra stuff.
For some reason, Finn, you get more calls from my show than I get from my show. I don't understand how that happens, but right around 7 o'clock, all these people start to call and they keep calling. But when I'm begging for calls, and this is just to take calls to have people talk on the air, they wait till the last minute.
That's right. And I don't let them on the air. So make now the opportunity for you guys to grab, to give us a call right now at WUSB right here. And that phone number again, Emmanuel, is?
631-632-9872. And you know what? That call has not come in yet. Still waiting for that call to come in.
Come on, guys.
One person has the power to make Finn leave the room.
That's right.
631-632-9872. Never before have you had such opportunity to actually change the course of history.
It usually takes a lot more than that to get me to leave the
sure
room.
Sure does. But, it's as simple as a phone call.
I can get out.
One phone call. Well, I see the phone ringing, but you know what? I'm waiting for the thumbs up that that's actually a pledge, not just somebody calling to make you leave the room. And do we have, is that actually a pledge? Or is that just somebody using those nasty words we don't like? 631-632-9872.
Give us a call. You guys know what the value of Off the Wall is.
He's not writing anything down, so I'm not sure that's a pledge.
It's a lot of fun. It's informative. It's challenging. It makes you guys think. I got to tell you, my show starts at 7 p.m. I usually am on my way in here listening to Off the Wall, and I can hardly get out of my car because I'm trying to catch the end of the show before I have to run in. It's a great show. You guys who are regular listeners, you know what you have here. Give us a call. Give us a call right now. Support the station. Support the show.
All right. We have a couple of calls. Thanks, Finn. Thanks very much. And, of course, you'll be on at 7 o'clock doing the magic that you do. And there's so much magic here in this radio station throughout the course of a week. We just did the hip-hop marathon. We're in the middle of our fundraiser. We have musical genres of all sorts. We have all kinds of talk programs. It's incredible. Incredible the things that that we do. It's incredible the things we get away with, too. But that's part of what non-commercial radio is all about. I was listening to some old shows earlier from the 80s. And it's just incredible that the spirit exists today just as it did back then. The world has changed, but this place remains constant. And that's just an incredible thing. And we owe so many thanks to the people out there. So please join those people. Help build this place. Help keep it afloat. And voice your support for non-commercial radio. It is a dying breed. We're not dying, but the concept of it is. Look around. You'll see what's happening to non-commercial stations all over the place. They're being taken over, turned into rebroadcasters for major networks, or simply gone off the air altogether because there just isn't enough funding to keep it going. And then the frequency winds up in the hands of some religious broadcaster someplace who basically sell the word of God 24 hours a day. And that's what happens. And then, of course, you have the commercial part of the dial. Oh, boy. And that's where the lowest common denominator rules. You don't see anything anything progressive at all. You just see the same bits of music played over and over again. Nothing you pick. It's music that's picked by the record companies, by computer programs, by people with a vested interest, never by you. Here at this radio station, you can call up and suggest things. You can even send us things, which we will play, and then thousands of people get to hear it. It's incredible, the power that exists. And I think a lot of people take that for granted. Well, don't be one of them. 631-632-9872. Again, you know, I think I've given you sufficient reasons just to call to support the place. But in addition to that, we have all kinds of really, really cool things that we're donating to the radio station, including the 100 DVD set. 100 DVD. Have you ever seen anything that's 100 DVDs in length? Well, if you have a conference of computer hackers that lasts from Friday morning until Sunday night, and you have three separate speaker tracks going, you're going to wind up with all kinds of interesting material. I'm talking about panels on lockpicking, social engineering, all sorts of hacker stories, computer security, telephone security, voiceover IP, inventions, hardware, software, ham radio. It's all there someplace. Incredible amount of material from really an incredibly diverse bunch of people in the hacker community. And you can learn all about it. You can watch every single one of these DVDs or just have them for as long as you want. Share them with people. Copy them. Do whatever you feel like doing. That's all yours. 100 DVDs for a pledge of $250. 631-632-9872. It's the number that makes it possible. And again, $75, you'll get the two sweatshirts and T-shirt. Two from 2600, one from WUSB. But you got to call. 631-632-9872. All right? Good. Hopefully, we'll see some more phone calls come in. I know this takes us away from the things we have to talk about, and it's an essential part of surviving. Let's talk about something a little controversial then. I know people love this. People love talking about controversial things. Well, here's something controversial. Let's talk about guns again. Yes, we always love to talk about guns, don't we? It's a hot topic. In this country, it's a very hot topic. In fact, it's being used by a lot of people in the election, both accurately and inaccurately. People actually, I saw this before on the news. I saw that there is basically an increase in gun sales because people are afraid that Obama's going to get elected and take away all the guns. It's incredible, the ignorance that's out there. This is what people believe. This is what gets spread around. If you don't have reality checks every now and then, it actually starts to become fact. Simply unbelievable. Now, I've been accused of the same thing when I've never actually said anything like that. I'm simply against idiots that have easy access to weapons of mass destruction. I don't think that's really that controversial a statement, but it is. To many people, it is. And I think we just have to sort of take a deep breath and really think about where we stand on some of these issues. Now, here's a story, a horrible story, came out of Massachusetts. 8-year-old boy died after accidentally shooting himself in the head while firing an Uzi submachine gun at a gun fair. Yeah. So your worst nightmare coming true. Firing an Uzi submachine gun at a gun fair under adult supervision. He lost control of the weapon while firing it on Sunday at the Machine Gun Shoot and Firearms Expo at the Westfield Sportsman's Club. He was with a certified instructor. He was shooting the weapon downrange when the force of the weapon made it travel up and back toward his head, where he suffered the injury. Police called it a self-inflicted accidental shooting. Unbelievable. This, my friends, is stupidity. First of all, Uzi submachine guns? Come on. Why are we teaching 8-year-olds how to shoot Uzi submachine guns? In what twisted reality will they be in a situation where they need to use one? Unless they enlist in the army, in which case, they'll be happy to teach them how to do it then. But my God, 8-year-olds firing Uzis? That's inappropriate. Don't you think that's a little bit inappropriate? We're so worried about what's appropriate for children to see on television. And what's appropriate for them to read about in newspapers. But firing Uzis at a gun fair, that's okay. That's legal. That's something that that we're able to tolerate. It's insane to me. We're living in an insane world. And again, this has got nothing to do with taking away people's guns. It's just injecting a little bit of rationality into the whole thing. All right, and then we also have to look at a couple other stories of craziness going on out there. You hear about this story? This 14-year-old in Michigan who was shot a couple of weeks ago for toilet papering a house. Yeah, high school freshman Zachary Vander Ark was wounded while police say he and four other teenagers were trying to TP, spread toilet paper around the house in Solon Township in Michigan. They were interrupted and opened, and actually Vander Ark was wounded when homeowner Mark Conkitis opened fire with a shotgun. Now, Conkitis's neighbor says, "What I know of Mark, he's not a man who would just go firing off a gun if he saw a teenager's toilet papering. He's a very soft-spoken man." You know, those are always the people that go crazy. The soft-spoken ones. To start firing willy-nilly. Family members say the teenagers were having a sleepover at a home at a different, a nearby street. And just before 12:30 a.m. on Sunday, they drove to the Conkytus residence. They had rolls of toilet paper to spread around the property. I don't think the guy should have flipped out if it was only toilet paper, says neighbor Jared Fisk. Maybe if the guy was breaking stuff on his property. You know what? Even then, I'm sorry, even if someone's breaking something on your property, I don't think death is an appropriate response. I know a lot of people disagree with this, and that's, to me, that indicates how crazy we've become. There are people who think this is legitimate. Guy is toilet papering a house. Well, he has to be shot to be taught a lesson. So this, Finn, just tell me, we do live in a crazy world, right? It's crazy.
Oh, you're 100% correct.
Thank you. I just want to know that.
Now, of course, I'm back in here, so you know what that means, right?
That means we have more pledges and we need to get more pledges?
That means we have more pledges and the phones are not ringing at this moment.
Oh,
and
dear.
The time is running out
time
for
is
these
running
special,
out.
Special premiums. It's about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock here in the Eastern time zone. And please give us a call right now and pick up some of these great 2,600 pledges. For the same price, I might add, you would just get a single WUSB item. Not to knock the WUSB item, but it's bonus time, kids. Bonus time.
Right, this is a special deal that we're offering for this hour. And I know we're going to get an email afterwards, and people are going to be very upset. But you know what? We tried to tell you. We told you there's a fundraiser coming up. We put something on our website. So other than calling you at home, I don't know what else we can do. All right? You can call us right now. Please don't hesitate. If you're listening to me now, live, between 6 and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, give us a call, 631-632-9872.
That's 631-632-9872. Give us a call right now. Take advantage of these pledges. They're going to be gone as soon as I'm on the air at 7 o'clock.
Now, let me ask you a question, Finn. If you saw somebody toilet papering your house, what kind of a gun would you use to take them out?
Oh, I don't know.
Uzi, shotgun, what?
No, probably one of those water bottle guns.
Ah, yeah. You know, those are probably illegal. That probably,
probably so.
Is something that the authorities are clamping down.
Because I figure on. Soggy toilet paper is kind of best going to put the damper on it.
You know, what amazes me, I mean, it amazes me if somebody would do this, but not really because people are nuts out there and paranoid. what amazes me is the number of people that say, yeah, he did the right thing. That's what amazes me more than anything.
Yes, because paranoia is justified in the world.
When I was a kid, this kind of thing happened all the time. Yeah, it's not right. You shouldn't spread toilet paper on someone's house. You shouldn't cause vandalism. No, it's not something that you're endorsing, but that kind of a reaction.
Now, Manuel, were you one of those children that possibly did put toilet paper on people's houses?
I never actually did that myself.
I didn't either, but you had friends who did, right?
I did have friends,
That's
and I
correct.
Was worried that they would do it to me one day, but they never did. I never could quite get into the whole how you managed to tie it so neatly. I was never good at that kind of thing.
That seemed complicated. Usually when I did it, the roll itself actually would just go across the room. But that was just me practicing to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a waste of paper, too, among other things. How about this? This is an incredible story, only in Texas. A Texas jury acquitted a man accused of killing... Oh, by the way, the kid in Michigan is okay. He's out of the hospital now. He got shot three times with a shotgun, but somehow he managed to pull through. A Texas jury acquitted a man accused of killing a boy who broke into his home looking for a snack, a case that sparked outrage in the city. But you know why it sparked outrage? Not because he killed the kid, but because they don't think the guy ever should have been charged with a crime. Okay, someone's in your house. Fine. I guess you got to do what you got to do. He's inside your house. If somebody is on your lawn, though, no excuse whatsoever, I don't think. But in this particular case, this guy was 13 years old. He and three friends broke into a trailer to rummage for snacks and soda one night in July of 2007. Mm-hmm. Now, Texas law allows homeowners to use deadly force to protect themselves and their property. And you may recall in June, a grand jury in Houston cleared a homeowner who shot and killed two burglars outside his neighbor's home, despite the dispatcher's repeated request that he stay inside his own home. In this particular case, though, I believe, look ahead in the story. According to the kids, the unarmed kids, they were forced to their knees. They were begging for forgiveness when Gonzalez hit them with the barrel of the shotgun, kicked them repeatedly. And then the kid, the 13-year-old, was shot in the back at close range.
So in other words, this wasn't he caught somebody breaking into his home and reacted suddenly. This was torture, essentially.
Sounds like it.
And it sure does.
And he got away with it.
Right.
He got away with it. And you know, we foster that kind of behavior by saying this mentality is acceptable. It's not. It's got nothing to do with gun rights. It's got to do with living like a psychopath and assuming that everybody's out to get you and trying to hurt people when there's probably another option. I liken it to the cop recently who tasered the naked guy standing on the fire escape and killed him.
Right.
Like, what possible threat could that person have caused him? Yeah, okay, legally, maybe you can get away with it. You know, right. As a cop, you probably can. Legally in Texas, you can get away with shooting a kid who has a couple of Twinkies in his pocket that he stole from you.
And is not posing a threat at the time you shoot him.
Right.
You've already determined he's not a threat. And then they went ahead and did it, and people feel justified in that. It's problematic in this society, Emmanuel.
Here's another case. A Warren Township, Ohio man faces charges of felonious assault after authorities say he fired his rifle at two teens who were attempting to deface his McCain presidential campaign yard sign.
Not to get political, but I think those children deserve a medal.
No, I mean, look, vandalism is vandalism, and interfering with someone's free speech obviously is unacceptable. They admitted doing this, in fact. They admitted they defaced the McCain sign several times because it was the only one on a street full of Obama signs. But that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it acceptable. You should never do something like that. But does it warrant that kind of a response of having somebody fire a gun at you?
Exactly.
Insanity.
These are the kind of things that are unfortunately justified in the world, and people don't talk about it enough. And we do talk about it right here.
Yeah, that's a kind of a controversial thing. Again, I'll be accused of saying that, the Gestapo has to come in and take all your guns. No, that's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that this kind of behavior is ridiculous. Having little kids firing Uzis, having people shooting folks they don't recognize in their yard, point blank killings for somebody that steals a Twinkie from you. It's not right, and it's indicative of a sickness in our society, and we have to address that. You know, that goes far beyond any issues of whether or not you have the right to carry a gun or not. It's something is wrong with us, and we have to face that and try and fix it.
Right, and that's a big, big problem in this society is the ability to face that and mm-hmm. and not just sit back and say, we're going to cave into this mentality of fear that has gripped this country for a long time now.
Absolutely.
And, if you listen to the regular media, the regular the network news, the commercial news, the commercial talk shows, it's all about the culture.
Well, they
fear.
Love fear because fear is what sells papers and gets ratings.
Exactly. You know,
paranoid society, that they'll be your slaves forever. What we want our audience to be is educated, intelligent, provocative, that kind of thing. And they have not let us down.
Right. And the thing here is that our listeners, the listeners to this station in general, are thinking people. They go to an alternative media. They on my show, different types of music are certainly played than they might hear in other places.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly on this show and all of our other talk shows, we have a wide variety of opinion. And it's not your rote mainstream thing. People are thinking. You get us thinking when you guys call us.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact I'm listening very often on my way in here from my 7 o'clock show, and a caller is talking to Emmanuel, and Emmanuel is saying, I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very give-and-take thing here. We're a community-based radio station, even when that community is the Internet.
Absolutely.
And, give us a call right now to cash in on these big premiums right here.
Only 4 minutes left. 631.
4 minutes left for this. I'm cutting it off after this.
Yeah, 631-632-9872. As well you should.
631-632-9872. Give us a call right now to take advantage of these great 2,600 premiums in addition to your WUSB sweatshirt. Give us a call right now. As soon as these phones, as soon as another phone lights up here,
yeah,
I'm going to leave the room and let Emmanuel sweep us out.
I know people are riveted to the radio because we get the letters, we get the phone calls after the show, but we need for you to come through and help us out and keep this place alive, and you're going to get something really cool in exchange. 100 DVDs of the Hope Conference. 100. Not the same DVD 100 times, 100 different ones. From July of 2008, very recent. 631-632-9872, 100 DVDs for a $250 pledge. Or if that's not to your liking, 3 articles of clothing, brand new articles of clothing, not used, 2 sweatshirts, one from 2600, one from WUSB, and a brand new WUSB, I'm sorry, brand new 2600 T-shirt for a pledge of $75.
How much time is on those DVDs? What's the broadcast time?
It's averages about an hour and change usually.
Wow.
Well, actually, maybe a little less than an hour because each panel was about 55 minutes, but some of them are about 2 hours. Some of them are longer.
Those of you who enjoyed that Hope Conference, you got to have this because there were a lot of things that went on over days there, and it was just a real informative, very entertaining. Call up. Definitely grab that while you can.
631-632-9872. That's right. You're not. It's not going to be given away as of a couple of minutes from now. 631-632-9872. I see we have a phone call, which is great. We have room for more. We have people in there waiting to take your calls. Please call in now. 631-632-9872. And very important, folks, that you vote next week. Next week is Election Day. It's going to be madness, chaos, craziness, but it's going to be part of our system, and hopefully there'll be some changes, and you can be a part of that. You have power. Important thing is to remember to use it. 631-632-9872. Use your power helping us out. Write to us, otw@2600.com, and stay tuned to WUSB. We'll hopefully be here for a very long time. All right. And on the subject of voting, here's something to think about. Good night.
And now, an important Election Day announcement from the billionaires for Bush.
I keep flashing back on Y2K, when the billionaires took your voting rights away. Convicted felons got purged from the list. A lot of innocent people's names were dismissed. We set up roadblocks on that November day, and cars full of black people got turned away. So many ballots were tossed out as bad because of a dimpled or a hanging chad. Down in Florida, we struck a mortal blow, cause Georgie's brother Jeb was running the show. And the Secretary of State who inflicted the pain was the chair of the Florida Bush campaign. And the commentator recorded for Georgie B was his cousin who'd been working for Fox TV. A new election day is coming and we're gonna win it, if the billionaires can keep you from getting in it.
Don't vote.
If you got a better place to be,
don't vote.
You can stay at home and watch TV.
Don't vote.
You can be kicking it with your crew.
Don't vote.
Just let the billionaires choose for you. A better way of making it seem clean. We built an electronic voting machine, and then we sold these suckers nationwide. But we're the only ones who know what's on the inside. You push the buttons and our voting machine keeps track. We made it so it's very easy to hack. Call for a recount, it will probably fail, cause our machines don't leave no paper trail. The billionaires don't want you to vote this year. We'll send you a message that's loud and clear, that the votes can't be counted in your community. Why even register? Don't waste your energy. Don't go to the polls on election day, cause we bought the election and it better go our way. And on election night we'll sit back and gloat. The billionaires don't want you to vote.
Don't vote.
If you're happy with George Bush in charge.
Don't vote.
If you wanna keep us living large.
Don't vote.
Do you really wanna rock the boat?
Don't.
Hey, the billionaires don't want you to vote. When other countries go and have an election day, people walk across mountains to have their say. Wait in line for days until the vote begins. They sit and watch the votes are counted to see who wins. Here in America, we put obstacles in your way. We're really hoping you stay home on election day. But if y'all voted, if each one of you just up and went, there'd be a very different government.
Don't vote.
If you really want to fight in the war.
Don't vote.
If you like the way we're treating the poor.
Don't.
If you don't care about education,
don't vote.
Keep the billionaires controlling the nation.
Don't vote.
If you want to help the CEOs,
don't vote.
If you like the way the money flows,
don't vote.
Do you really want to rock the boat?
Don't vote.
Hey, the billionaires don't want you to vote.
That's right, kids. The billionaires don't want you to vote, but you're going to vote, and you're going to vote right now, too, with your pocketbook, as they say, with your man purse, with whatever you got. You're going to give us a call right here at 631-632-9872 and make a pledge right here to WUSB. We have some people manning the phones. We have a million kind of premiums that you can cash in on. I have a special one coming up in a little bit having to do with the 90.1 Club, a little extra stuff involved in that one, a lot of extra stuff, okay? This is Finn with you, Finn's Revolution.